All right, welcome in everyone to another deep dive.
Ah, yes, deep dive time.
Yeah, we're diving deep today into some pretty, I don't know, powerful stuff. We're going to be talking about healing,
okay,
especially within family relationships,
yeah.
The ones that have been, you know, maybe disrupted a little bit, maybe even broken.
Right.
And we have some amazing listener reflections mm-hmm. on a really specific experience with a father leaving.
Right.
And then, you know, there's attempts to reconnect and the whole journey towards finding peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we really want to get out of this deep dive is to understand
yeah.
what healing even looks like in the face of, you know, emotional absence
yeah.
and these difficult communication breakdowns.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think this is really powerful stuff we have here. It's a personal account that I think a lot of people will really resonate with.
Yeah.
So I think what we want to do is extract the core insights, like the fundamental truths
right.
about what it means to heal when you're dealing with the aftermath of these kinds of relational shifts.
Yeah, okay. So let's start at the beginning. January 2014.
Okay.
It sounds like everything changed, like all of a sudden,
yeah.
you know, the listener's father just left out of nowhere, no warning,
mm-hmm.
not even any real conflict that stands out in their memory as like the reason why.
Yeah.
So that suddenness,
right.
That must have been just such a shock.
Yeah, it's that lack of preparation, the absence of any kind of buildup. I think that's what makes these kind of departures so disorienting. You know, you're just not ready for it.
Yeah.
And the listener actually talks about this family trip to the Netherlands just before everything happened.
Oh, wow.
And they described it as this really nostalgic, peaceful time.
Right.
You know, it's like the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
And nobody even knew the storm was coming.
Yeah. It's like you said, it's disorienting because it all seems so normal.
Right.
And then all of a sudden everything's different.
Yeah. The rug is pulled out from under you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then what follows is this silence.
Right.
This complete lack of communication.
Right.
And, you know, our listener talks about having to go on with their life. You know, they had to go to university, then they had to, you know, continue living. But inside, they were just dealing with all of this upheaval.
Mm.
I mean, that disconnect between your outer world
yeah.
and your inner world,
yeah,
it must be immense.
Yeah, the silence in these situations, it can be deafening.
Right.
Because it creates this void where explanation should be.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the listener said, that void often gets filled internally.
Oh, yeah.
You start to blame yourself.
Yeah.
You're trying to make sense of it all. So you start to look for reasons within yourself when there's nothing coming from the outside.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's almost like you have no other choice but to do that.
Right. Exactly.
And that sort of leads us to this next phase, which the listener calls ghosts in the inbox.
Oh, okay.
Months later, contact starts again, but it's so transactional.
Yeah.
You know, almost sterile.
Mm.
Emails about money, furniture, logistics, you know, practical stuff.
Right.
As if this huge emotional earthquake hadn't even happened.
Right. Yeah, it's like, it's interesting because they prioritize the material stuff over the emotional landscape,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's a way to maintain this thread of connection, but it's only on a very surface level.
Right.
It's engagement without any real emotional connection.
Right, because they're not dealing with anything real.
Exactly.
Okay, so then the nature of the messages changes a little.
Okay.
They become more, I don't know, emotionally charged.
Right.
But still in a really deflective way.
Okay.
So the listeners share this example of an email
mm-hmm.
with all of these super detailed instructions for a laptop.
Okay.
Like down to the specific antivirus software.
Wow.
It's presented as, you know, being helpful.
Right.
But it feels like a way to give care without any actual intimacy.
Yeah, that's a classic example of offering tangible support
right.
instead of emotional availability.
Yeah.
Like, it's a performance of caring that doesn't require any vulnerability
right.
or even direct acknowledgement of what actually happened.
Yeah. And then there was that one message.
Yeah, okay.
You know, let me know when you feel I'm important enough to prioritize me.
Mm-hmm.
That is just like so powerful.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And it feels like they're trying to flip the responsibility
yeah.
onto the listener.
Yeah. Okay, absolutely.
And it's full of guilt.
It's a guilt trip for sure.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's masterful, but it's manipulative.
Yeah.
Because it shifts the whole focus to, you know, how the listener is failing and
right.
how they're not prioritizing the relationship.
Yeah.
But it totally sidesteps any accountability for leaving in the first place.
Right. And then there's the whole thing with the birthdays,
Oh.
messaging the listener's mom, but not the listener. I mean, whether it's intentional or just a massive oversight, it doesn't matter
Yeah.
because the impact is the same. It reinforces this feeling of being unimportant, like you're being deliberately overlooked or even strategically excluded.
Yeah, the ambiguity about what the intention was,
Yeah.
it makes the pain worse
Right.
because you end up in this exhausting cycle of trying to decipher it all. You're
Yeah.
trying to find a rational explanation for something that might not be rational at all.
Yeah.
It just keeps you in this state of, uncertainty
Yes.
and just emotional tension.
Exactly. Okay, so that brings us to this constant rereading of messages,
Okay.
trying to decode some hidden meaning. You know, is there some
Yeah.
secret message in here?
Right.
The listener asked this question: is this an olive branch or a stick with thorns?
I love that.
It's perfect
Yeah.
because that's exactly what it feels like. It's
Yeah.
like you're walking on eggshells, you don't know if connection is coming next or more pain.
Yeah, that is a perfect analogy
Yeah.
because every message has the potential to be either comforting or hurtful. So you're constantly trying to decide, is it worth the risk?
Yeah.
And that takes a huge emotional toll.
Right. So all of this brings us to healing,
Okay.
you know, the messy reality of healing. And I think one thing that isn't talked about enough
Yeah.
is that it's not linear.
Right.
It's not pretty. There's no
L-shaped.
checklist that you can follow.
Not a straight line.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot of times people talk about healing as going back to how things were before.
Right.
But it's not really like that.
Oh, yeah.
Healing is accepting that things are different and then
Yeah.
finding a way for you to be okay,
Yeah.
within that new reality. It's
Right.
more about adaptation and
Yeah.
being resilient.
Yeah, exactly. And for the listener, the big turning point was letting go of this hope
Okay.
for a traditional reconciliation. You know,
Right.
that fantasy of their father finally owning what he did
Yeah.
and taking responsibility for it, but holding on to that expectation.
It can just stop you from moving on.
It can, because you're putting your healing in their hands. You
Yeah.
know, you want them to give you closure, and if they don't, you're stuck waiting,
Right.
potentially forever.
Yeah. I love how the listener talks about finding peace
Okay.
and walking away from the hope that kept them stuck. That is such a liberating realization.
Yeah, because you're taking your power back.
Yeah.
You're realizing that your peace and your well-being,
Right.
they can't depend on someone else's behavior
Right.
or whether they're willing to change or not.
Yeah.
Real peace, it comes from within.
Right.
It comes from accepting what is
Yeah.
and choosing a different path forward.
Okay, so then the listener starts taking all of these really proactive steps towards healing.
Okay, what do they do?
Spending time with their supportive family, like their grandma and their aunt. And they even talked about going to them for their perspective on some of those confusing messages,
Right.
not for approval.
But to get a better understanding.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah.
It's so important to connect with people who are there for you
Right.
because isolation can make the pain so much worse.
Yeah.
And having those people around you who are supportive
Right.
creates this safe space where you can process everything.
Yeah.
And getting those outside perspectives,
Yeah.
it helps you let go of that self-blame and
Right.
it helps you see the situation more clearly.
Yeah. The listener also mentions writing these letters that they never sent,
Oh, wow.
just as a way to process their emotions without actually, you know, having to send them.
Yeah.
And they've been going to therapy,
Right.
and even creating this podcast is
Wow.
part of their healing journey.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like they're taking control of their story.
Yeah.
Those unsent letters, they're like the space for unfiltered expression.
Yeah.
And therapy is all about having professional guidance
Right.
in a safe place where you can really explore everything. And creating something like this podcast,
Yeah.
it's so empowering
Yeah.
because you're taking your narrative back.
Yeah, and the listener emphasizes that just talking about their experiences out loud,
Right.
even if the other person never hears it, that's really powerful.
It is because you're validating your own truth. You're
Yeah.
saying this happened and it mattered.
Yeah.
You're taking ownership.
Okay, and then there's this really crucial part,
Okay.
setting boundaries, you
Ram.
know, deciding when to engage
Yeah.
and how much to engage with these attempts at contact.
Right.
It feels like a really direct response to those ghosts in the inbox.
It is because boundaries are about protecting yourself. You're drawing these lines and deciding what you will and won't accept.
Yeah.
And that's where you get your power back. You decide how much you're going to engage.
Right.
Or if you even want to at all.
Yeah, exactly. And I love this idea of healing being this daily choice, you know, choosing peace every day, the listener said.
Yeah, it's not a destination. It's a practice.
Right.
You know, there's going to be good days and bad days.
Yeah.
But it's about coming back to that intention every day.
Yeah. Okay. So for our listeners out there who are maybe going through similar stuff with their families.
Yeah.
What are the big takeaways here?
Right.
I mean, one that really stands out to me is that you don't need their permission to heal.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Your healing journey is your own.
Yeah.
You don't need someone else to validate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially not the person who hurt you.
Right.
Your feelings are valid no matter what.
Yeah. And you don't need them to give you closure to move on.
Right.
Waiting for someone else to give you that.
Yeah.
Can keep you stuck in the past.
Yeah.
You have the power to create your own closure.
Exactly.
And I think this is so important.
Okay.
Finding peace isn't about fixing them.
Right.
Or forcing them to see your side of things.
Mm-hmm. It's about taking care of your own well-being.
Right.
And moving forward.
You're moving on without them if you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love this one too.
Okay.
Healing doesn't require an apology.
Right.
Just honesty with yourself.
That's powerful.
You know, you have to acknowledge your truth, whether they ever say sorry or not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. And it's important to remember.
Yeah.
Love without accountability, that's not love.
Oh, wow.
That's control.
Yeah.
Real love means taking responsibility.
Right.
And understanding how your actions affect other people.
Yeah. And it's so freeing
to
realize that you don't owe someone a reply just because they messaged you.
Right.
Especially if they're avoiding the real issues.
That's
you don't have to engage on their terms.
Especially if it's hurting you.
Yeah.
You can choose peace.
And like you said earlier.
Yeah.
Say what you need to say before silence takes over.
Yes. Because even if it's painful.
Clarity is so much better than the unknown.
Right. Because then you can finally see the reality of the situation.
Yeah. And start to move forward.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the listener's experience.
Yeah.
You know, it's clear that healing from this kind of family stuff, it's really personal.
Yeah.
And it can be hard.
For sure.
And I bet a lot of you listening have your own versions of those ghosts in the inbox.
Yeah.
You know, those reminders of things that haven't been resolved in relationships that are still difficult.
It's more common than you think.
Yeah. And the message we want you to take away from all of this is that your story matters and you can choose peace.
It's your choice.
Your healing is valid.
Absolutely.
No matter what anyone else does.
Or doesn't do.
Yeah. So to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
Think about this. What would it look like to define closure on your own terms?
Oh, that's a good one.
How can you take control of your healing journey and decide what peace means for you? That, I think, is the most powerful thing you can do.
It is.
It doesn't matter if anyone else acknowledges it.
You don't need them.
You're writing your own ending
on
your terms.
Exactly.
So think about that.
Yeah, that's a great place to leave it.
All right. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.